worries. Thank you. So this is written by Behrouz Bouchani, who's a refugee on Manus Island, a journalist and a novelist. Thank you, everyone, for allowing me to talk from Manus. This is a great opportunity for me to say something about Australia's barbaric policy of exiling refugees. We are about 600 refugees that came to Australia by boat more than 5 years ago and then exiled to Manus Island. We were in a real prison for over 4.5 years. They have since closed it and transferred us 35 kilometres away. After years of activism and writing about this policy, I understand that the border control regime has been established based on a colonial way of thinking. The exploitation of Papua New Guinea and Nauru by Australia in order to practice these atrocities is a form of colonialism. They exiled us here and are saying that they do not have a responsibility for the people languishing on the islands. When someone dies on Manus and Nauru, they say it's the responsibility of the island and not a matter for Australia. When New Zealand offers to take us, Australia says we will not allow this to happen. I call this political hostage taking. In such circumstances, we are outside the scope of national laws, as humanitarian and international conventions are broken. But on the other side, we are all victims under local law. I have witnessed many deaths, suicides, and self-harm over the past 5 years, and have a profound understanding of the suffering experienced by the people on Manus and Nauru and how they have been forever damaged mentally and physically. It is more than darkness and cruelty. I know many people who've been separated from their families and children. Others have children that have spent their whole lives inside a prison camp. I know many young people who have lost their dreams and wasted their skills. I ask how any human, in this case a refugee, can be thus exiled to such a stateless existence where they have recourse to no law. In this situation, a human being is living as something in between a human and another kind of animal. How is the Australian government able to keep 2,000 innocent people, especially children, under these conditions in remote prisons for years in an age of revolutions in information technology? How can the government convince Australian society to maintain this policy when so much damning evidence is available? The Australian public is no longer silent on this barbaric policy. It is not the first time in modern Australian history that the government is perpetuating this kind of fascism. The stolen generations reflect what the Australian government has done and still continues to do to First Nations people. The government has reinvented these barbaric policies at the beginning of the 21st